it's gone very well. It has been a cooperative program with the TSA and with a vendor called AirRink, and it is built up on a successful program that we use to identify pilots so that they could enter the cockpit of other airliners. That was called CAS, or the Cockpit Access System. The crew pass is a natural outflow of that, and it does a couple things for us. First of all, it increases security by ensuring that the identity of each working crew member is an active pilot or down the road flight attendant, because those are the men and women that have access to the cockpit. So it's based upon increasing security. One of the side benefits is that it will reduce the crew time that's spending in line with the passengers right now. So if you get pilots and flight attendants out of those security lines and bring them in a different portal under a different identification system, hopefully it will decrease the times, and it will allow the TSOs, the officers, to spend more time looking for people with malintent instead of inspecting crew members.
And so does this program tie in any way with the Transportation Worker Identification Card, the TWIC program, that they've been working on for so many years?
It actually does not. While originally the TWIC card was where we were headed, this is a much more advanced program. First of all, it is a database that's maintained by the airlines and by the vendor AirRink. An airline, if I retired and called in and retired today, I would be out of that system within minutes, so that I would no longer be identified as a working pilot. It will do that almost instantaneously. So it prevents any imposter, someone trying to pose as a pilot or as a flight attendant.
And TSA did put out some guidelines for, you know, taking this from the pilot stage, if you will, to a more comprehensive program that could be rolled out around the country. What's next, and what would have to be done in order to make that happen?
Well, first, we have been testing this since for 1 year now at three airports, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, as you mentioned, and Columbia, South Carolina. And both the pilots as well as the local security directors and the airports have found it to be very successful. So the next stage of that was, after proving the concept, then it was this three-city test. What we see coming up now is, first, the improvement of not only using a computer database for active crew members, but it will be there will be an additional layer of security using a biometric identifier of either a fingerprint or maybe someone somewhere down the road an iris scan. As you probably know, we represent eight different pilot groups in Canada as well, and they have a similar program that's about 2 years ahead of us. So we have quite a bit of experience with it, and in their program, they actually use an iris scan or a fingerprint as the identification.
We're talking this morning to Captain John Prater, president of the Airline Pilots Association International, about expanding Crew Pass, a pilot program that's been rolled out in several airports the captain talked about across the country, that would allow biometric fingerprint technology to let crews go through security checks and to get on board other aircraft.
And you mentioned AirRink, and that's a company, I believe, that has many decades of history in supplying particularly flight line and airline services and network services among carriers. So it sounds like that's a vendor that would be a logical choice to be able to add this to their portfolio with the infrastructure that exists at airports.
I'm sure there are several other ones out there, but we began the development of this program with AirRink following it took us about a year to push this idea through Congress. Congress, certainly led by Chairman Benny Thompson of Homeland Securities, they saw the benefit of making sure of the identification of pilots and flight attendants. So The Congress actually passed the law, and it was signed into law probably a year and a half ago. So we began to work with the TSA. And if there's anything that that I'd like to take away from this, has been the spirit of working with both industry, our union, of course, ALPA, and a vendor like AirRink, from the TSA. Several meetings with Acting Administrator Gail Resides and the staff that she assigned it to, from John Salmon, Dave Bernier, and Doug Hofsis. They worked with us and the industry almost nonstop to make this program get to a test phase. Now that it's been successfully concluded, they have written the authorization letters so that we can expand it nationwide here, hopefully in the near future.
And what would TSA's participation be in that expansion? What would they need from you, or how does that go forward?
Well, the TSA will actually staff the lane of the inspection. And while I won't go into it, I will say that there are other layers of security. It's not just this crew pass system that the crew members are subject to. But the TSOs, the officers themselves, will man the computer. A pilot would walk up to it, place his or her fingerprint on a scanner, and within hopefully 10 or 12 seconds, a picture would pop up with the identification that would be the same picture as on his or her identification card. With that, they would be allowed to go on into the sterile area of the airport and get to work. Again, it removes virtually thousands of pilots and flight attendants from the passenger screening line, which will make the experience of getting through in a secure manner better for our passengers.
And just one real fast one. How many fingerprints are there? Is it 10 or just one? Or
They'll probably take all 10. While we have already had background checks done through the FBI and we've all been fingerprinted with all 10, this will actually be a new system. We will have to reapply through the airlines, but it's usually two fingerprints. And then if the technology is used later on, the iris scan, of course, could be added.
Captain Prey, do you have a timeline?
Well, I think we're there and we're ready to go. We now have to get the airlines to sign up for this, because nothing in this world is free, but this is a relatively low-cost method for both the government and the airlines to ensure that their employees can get in and out of these secure areas called airports. And, of course, with access to the cockpit, pilots, flight attendants, we both have access to the cockpit in flight. So it's a good program. I would expect we will see it expanded nationwide over the next 6 to 9 months.